Mimi Rosenberg in New York. Mimi.
I want to start with Brooklyn, where there were thousands before the line of march was scheduled to launch that were there hours ago at Grand Army Plaza. From there, I biked over to Manhattan and passed a number of overpasses where there were smaller groups of people that had huge signs of no kings, some of whom had no emperors. But where I am now, and I'd like to bring to you some of the people that are here, I happen to be with a contingent that has organized with the ACLU that is here getting ready to march with tens and tens of thousands who have been here hours before the launch. They're all united around one thing, and that is no authoritarianism. So what I'd like to do is put on some of the people that are here gathered, particularly with the ACLU contingent, and find out why they're here. We'll start with my brother here, who's here with a no king sign in this country with a huge picture of a clown. So let's find out who you are and what particularly brings you here and what the messaging is.
My name is Gordon Wasserman. I'm here marching with the ACLU to demonstrate against the orange clown and the clown car he calls an administration, and in hopes of reaching out to some member of Congress or persons of power to impeach this person and invoke the 25th Amendment. The time is now.
And we're with Annette, who's part of the ACLU contingent. Annette, your messaging today.
I'm a daughter of immigrants, and I don't like what's happening to our neighbors. And I march for them. I march for them.
Hi, I'm Peter. I am Annette's husband, and I am an immigrant. So I feel for the people, and I'm here to protest this outrageous administration. The Republicans have to be voted out because they're complicit in the terror of this campaign. Thank you.
All right, and we're here with two other folks.
Hi, yes, we are here to make sure we make our name, make it known that what we want here is no kings, no kings.
Well, I want to know, what do you mean by no kings? Let's be more specific about that.
Well, in America, we made sure that, you know, we got rid of that system. So we want anything that is, want to have any type of, you know, any type of control or over people and getting rid of our immigrants and making sure that they're here to stay. All immigrants are here. All of them are welcome. And I'm here to ensure that I'm one of the voices of the immigrants.
And one of the exciting things is there are not scheduled speakers. This is the voice of the people. You have a sign that says public enemy number one. You want to tell our radio audience why you have that sign?
I think it speaks for itself.
What does it speak to those who are listening over the radio?
Destroying everything that's good in America.
Destroying everything that's good in America. Sir, can I just grab you for a minute to tell our Pacifica national audience who you are and why you're here?
I'm Joe Roberts. I'm from Kansas City, and I'm here for no king.
Wait a minute. What are you doing from Kansas City here?
I moved up here a couple of months ago.
And what do you think about the protest as people are gathering and how significant it is that potentially millions and millions of people will be out across the country?
It shows that we're not alone, and it feels good to be out here with like-minded individuals.
And again, you are?
Joe Roberts.
And have you been to many protests before?
Three of them in Kansas City.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how do the ones in Kansas City compare to?
They're fervent. They're smaller. This is the Big Apple.
All right. This is the Big Apple there. So, folks, we just missed a moment ago people who were here. Robert De Niro was here and State Attorney General Letitia James. People are on the move, on the march now. They're glad to be because it really is quite chilly, but the spirits are enormously warm. And the signs that are here are very diverse. So now we've got one, due process for everyone. Imagine being afraid of diversity but not dictatorship. Can you tell us why you have that sign?
we've got a lot of people everywhere afraid of just somebody that's different from them and wanting to attack them, and yet they're perfectly happy to live with dictatorship that takes away all freedoms from everybody.
And you are from where?
Connecticut.
So you came all the way in from Connecticut. I'm curious, why did you come to New York rather than...
So you feel the energy of the big crowd. We had a lot of people gathering there, too, as we drove by the train station. But up here, a lot of energy.
And one of the things I'm interested in, do you feel that it matters that people coming out here, you've got your sign, regime change starts at home. I agree with that. We negotiate with our votes, not bombs. So your thoughts about how effective and how important it is for the masses of people, millions of people, to be coming out across the country.
There are studies on activism that peaceful activity is when regime change happens. It only takes 3.5% of the people to be active, and we can make a change. That's what it takes.
I'm at Columbus Circle. Thank you.